And don't forget to drop by and ask about the instant credit plan available in store. Now, furniture. Of course, we do have home appliances and electronics, but furniture right now. Over 35 bedroom set models to choose from. In-store, starting at just $6.99 for six pieces. The promotion this weekend, six-piece bedroom set in white lacquer finish, a double dresser with six drawers and a large mirror. This is what it features. A dresser with two doors and two drawers, two night tables, and also the headboard, 54 or 60-inch headboard, $6.99, and that's free delivery. Drop by. We deliver within 200 kilometers. It's done by the experts, and it's free. And other little things that go on here, buy your furniture, household appliances, electronics, we'll warehouse them for you when you're at no charge. Drop by Breuil Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Travel World, right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Good morning, happy holidays. It's the Christmas show and Hanukkah show for our Jewish listeners at Travel World. It's Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and the hands of Chad behind the console. He's wearing our beer shirt, Steve.
Yes, the shirt that we brought back from beautiful Hawaii. That's sort of the year-end wrap-up here as well, the annual holiday show on Travel World. And we'll reflect on some of the past trips we've taken and share some of our holiday travel memories. We'll be joined later by Mike Cohen from the Suburban. He'll be talking about a few of the travel tips at this time of year. Everyone sort of heading away beginning today. It's the beginning of the mad rush out of town. Yeah. And the airports are crowded. And other than going to Toronto to visit my aunt, and even Toronto is an adventure getting there during the holiday season.
Telling me.
No thanks. I'll stay pretty close to home, and we'll be planning our adventures for travels in the new year. We have Miami in January. We'll be talking about that after the 11:15 break. We'll be announcing the winner of our Romance in Miami contest. We have the winning entry here as selected by our panel of media experts. Some of the correspondents who've joined us over the year on Travel World. We're sort of a gathering spot, I guess, for early 1980s former anchors. Where does an old anchor go? He goes to Travel World on AM 600, right?
Well, that's what's happened. You know, we have the stuff that you and I grew up with over the years, and we're just sitting here. You know, you remember Travel 72, and you remember Johnny. Met a guy who remembers Johnny Jellybean way back when.
Well, if anyone ever remembers, you know, Doctor's Diary with Dr. Lawrence McNally or Magistrate's Court, a lot of, 60s and 70s television that
has, hey, Sparky, what you doing with that donut?
Hit the airwaves. A cookie. big cookie.
He says, no, don't tell anybody.
No,
too late.
I think it's peanut brittle. It's sponsored by the Canadian Dental Association. They left a big box there to sample during this holiday season. It's gift-giving season, and it's starting to snow a little bit, so we might get a little bit of snow on the ground to pass the holiday season.
Yeah, just a little bit of snow. I hope it's not too much snow. I was kind of getting to enjoy it there. You know, let's just pretend,
we'll pretend,
better on TV,
you know, they can,
as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, we could just watch a documentary and say we know what snow is all about. And of course, there's always the wintertime activities, special events going on through the wintertime, both here at home in province of Quebec and just across the border in Vermont. So a number of activities. I know the Ministry of Tourism of Quebec has a whole sheet out. You can call 1-800-363-7777. What's going on in January, February, March, help you pass the winter. If you don't go to Miami, there's great things going on in Miami to warm up. You warm up there, come back here and freeze again. But you don't have to freeze if you dress warmly, and you can go and visit some of these.
Isn't that part of our national anthem? We stand on guard and freeze?
Yes. We do, but it's just the way you mold the words, mold the words in the of the beautiful season of wintertime. But
that was that same sheet that I read, deck the halls with Buddy Holly.
Only you would get that out of those words, But I think we've all done that. We've all listened to Christmas music, and especially when you're a youngster And you figure, what does that mean? Or what do those words mean? And what is this and what is that? Because a lot of times it's using old English and putting it together in carols. So it's sometimes hard for young children to understand.
Well, I know being Dutch, we went to the Dutch Christmas party, of course, hosted by Europlus a couple weekends ago. And we saw St. Nicholas, you know, St. Nicholas or St. Nick, as it were. Not, of course, the patron saint of Greek restaurants, which would be St. Jimmy Jordan Spiro, but that's... So we saw St. Nick, and of course, they were singing all the children's Christmas songs. I don't remember those words. Not what my father taught me, at least.
No. he taught you the carols with certain words that you're not allowed to repeat in polite company.
Something like, well, I mean, you'd wonder why they like Santa Claus so much. But actually, the legend of Santa Claus was derived partially from the legend of St. Nicholas, because the Dutch legend of St. Nicholas was a Spanish bishop who would actually take a boat to the Netherlands on his birthday every year, way back when, and he would bring gifts. Actually, he was a missionary. He would give to the needy in the Netherlands, and that's where the legend came from. And Saint Nick, Santa Claus, more of a, you know, a
everything derives thing. And everything gets sort of modified by different cultures and over time. Yes.
Yeah, we don't want the hands of Chad to leave because it's almost time to take a break. We're going to talk about Air Montreal.
Air Montreal, people are heading off to the airport. And if you know, there's some great fares out there. You don't have to book 2 weeks in advance or stay a Saturday night. If you've got some relatives in other parts of the province of Quebec, Val-d'Or, Rouen, Quebec City, Bagotville, Mont-Joli, Bonaventure, Gatineau, Île-de-la-Madeleine, and you want to get away this Christmas time to visit them, and you think, well, you know, didn't call far enough in advance, can't get a good fare, don't want to pay the high prices, Air Montreal is just in time travel. Call 631-2111 or check out their website at www.airmontreal.com and just head off to their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, just in time travel. 631-2111.
Chad, roll the break.
You guys are bad.
Travel World will continue.
AM 600 Montreal.
Tassel Patsikakis said, hey, save big time. Let's get you all set up for today at Les Galeries des Sources. Sources of the Trans-Canada Highway. We've got great deals for you right now at a super selection of stores. There's all kinds of things happening up here because we've got a warehouse style situation happening. If you bring the kiddies along, don't worry. There's a babysitting service, which is free up until the 24th. They have a Wheel of Fortune happening. If you'd like, there's a Santa Claus is here, of course. Mascots running around, giving you a hand with your bags and so on and so forth. There's Chaussure Urbino. There's Charlotte L'Entrepôt, Badamondes Athlete, Kinderland, Corbeil, Winners, Bella Rosa, Pegabo. It's all happening. Les Galeries des Sources, sources of the Trans-Canada.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langeau Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langeaus with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langeaus' choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langeaus Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Chips, batteries, shampoo. Honey, where's the list for Jean Coutu?
On the table.
No, the Christmas list.
That is the Christmas list. We need all that too, you know. And this week at Jean Coutu, a kilo of Maxwell House ground coffee is only $6.49. And a 4+2 bonus pack of Energizer AA batteries is only $3.69.
Well, that's terrific, but where's the inspiration, the joy to the world?
The more we save on the everyday stuff, the more we can spend on gifts.
I like your thinking.
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Right now, your local Chrysler retailer will take $500 off the purchase of most 99 vehicles and pay your GST. That's right. When you visit your Chrysler retailer and buy a selected 1999 Chrysler vehicle, they'll pay the GST for you. And they'll give you $500 off. which means there's never been a better time to get into a new Chrysler. But hurry, Chrysler is only paying the GST until January 4th. See your local newspaper for details.
What I like most about Christmas is decorating the tree. And this year, I really outdid myself. I took the Star Choice satellite dish, the family gift that everyone wanted, and put it at the top of the tree where the star itself used to be.
Get your Star Choice system before January 16, 1999, and you can get up to $200 of free programming, a six-month subscription to CTV Sportsnet, and a scratch-and-win card with a chance to win up to 3 more months of extra programming free.
Thanks to Star Choice, I've got the best-looking tree and the best on TV.
CIQC.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Looking out my back door.
And we're looking out our back door, seeing the snow in Montreal. What a pretty day. I love CCR, Stephen.
Yes, beautiful music.
Back
and
on Travel World.
Brings back memories of Mid-America, some of the places we've traveled to during this past year.
Got to take a tangent on some of the music, too, though. We were talking with friends the other day about some good music that we've known as growing up, and of course some of us are metalheads. We like a little bit of hard rock, whatnot. We also saw how some people tend to do cover songs, whatnot. I mean, I saw this one album, what was the London Philharmonic Sings the Hits of Jethro Tull. I mean, I can't make that one up. And then he saw this one.
There's always a crossover in music styles,
well, he
right?
He saw this one where Pat Boone all dressed up in leather, doing heavy metal. He was doing the same.
They were trying to that whole recreating, redoing his image. It didn't go over very well.
I was like, he was singing the nightclub singer thing. I was dying, you know, hearing this song that I liked. He goes, one life, I gotta live it up.
Well, I don't think he's really done. I can suggest that maybe he can go to the Magdalen Islands and redo DJ Turbid's La Mer M'appelle.
Yeah, Didier Turbide, the man from the Magdalen Islands. Of course, we thought that he wrote a book about plane crashes called La Terre M'appelle.
Yeah, I think that's the newest book, the anthology of airplane crashes from Time Life Books.
Enough seriousness.
Oh, yes. We have to get down to business because remember back in October, I think it was October 23rd, we've been 2 months now, talking about romance in South Florida, and you've been getting your entries in. We'll be heading down to Miami and the beaches in the month of January. Next month, from the 21st to the 24th, we'll be broadcasting live from the Art Deco area, South Beach. We'll be staying at the South Seas Hotel in that hip and hot South Beach area, broadcasting live from its sister property, the beautiful Avalon Majestic Hotel on Ocean Drive on Saturday the 23rd from 11 to noon. And what I like about the Art Deco district in South Beach is the hotels are more intimate sized. They're preserved to keep that glamorous 1930s look. Each hotel has its own unique character, close to all of the action. For example, the South Seas Hotel is located on Collins Avenue, and the Avalon Majestic Hotel is on famous Ocean Drive. You're walking distance to all the shops and sidewalk cafes and people watching, and walking distance to museums and the world-renowned nightlife of South Beach. And you know, it's the location to be in. If you're going to Miami, you want to stay in the South Beach area and the South Seas Hotel and the Avalon Majestic Hotel.
Thing, yeah.
Oh, yes, you see that. You just want to get to the South Beach area. And we'll be sending.
The one requirement of this, though, you have to be able to withstand warm weather and beach. Okay, during the month of January, you have to be able to withstand that.
Oh, yes. I mean, you want to have to get away from, you know, ice and snow and cold and wind. Now, if you like any of those four elements, please stay home in Montreal because you will not be welcome in Miami, because Miami is where people are going to get away from the ravages of winter, either for a short time or for an extended stay. You can get away for as little as $135 per night during the winter high season. December 19th to April 13th, the South Seas or the Avalon Majestic Hotel. $135 per night, and you can warm up in one of the hottest destinations on earth. And you can give them a call, actually get more information. 1-800-933-3306. South Seas and the Avalon Majestic Hotel. Find out about their winter rates, and American Airlines flies down nonstop. 3.5 hours, you can be down in Miami. So
I remember reviewing the entries. We got some great entries from the listeners. A lot of people were really imaginative. It was really difficult making up our mind which one. And kind of a winner by the nose, of course, was Carrie Batcher. And she sent us a beautiful story.
Yes, please.
One pager. We got a lot of cruise ships. I mean,
well, some people said cruise ships. Other people said, I want to go to Florida so I can go to Disney. Now, excuse me, Disney is not part of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. We are looking at what we can do in South Florida, Miami area.
D word.
Yes. And so.
Well, that shows no imagination.
No imagination. Everyone thinks of that in Florida, but Miami has reinvigorated itself. There's restaurants, fine dining, museums. There's a cultural aspect to Miami. It is a major metropolitan city with as much or as little to do as you want to make of it. And as I say, with direct service, some people were imaginative.
Some people were a little bit too risque for the airwaves, even on CIQC.
Yeah, we can't say some of the things.
I know Chatcher liked some of those stories.
Yes, that was his Christmas present. We gave him a compilation. He wanted them all to win. He wanted to actually go with those people who had those suggestions. But
Well, actually, funny you should mention it quite that way, because we're ready to read the letter from Carrie Batcher that actually won our contest. Chad, you got any music queued up for us? Here we go. A magnificent sunset, a white sandy beach, and the person that is special, Chad Kennemy, by my side. A setting that could not be better, and the only 3.5 hours away from the cold and snow of Montreal. This is what comes to mind when I gaze out of the window on a dismal winter day. Bruce beating on the door, saying, Chad, let me in! Chad, let me in! Miami Beach offers a romantic getaway that is often associated with the exotic destinations of Nice and Cannes. With the sun rays bouncing off my skin, I can choose to spend quiet days absorbing the beauty of the shoreline, participate in the hustle and bustle of Chad on South Beach. The oasis with its art deco exteriors, gastronomic restaurants, and spectacular panorama of people watching activities offers a spectacle, which is unmatched in North America. We have annually attended Art Deco Weekend and have tasted food from all over the world, purchased souvenirs representing all corners of the Chad, and from artfully decorated corks, reclosed wine bottles, to spectacularly designed clothes that cannot be purchased elsewhere. In our minds, Art Deco Weekend in Miami Beach has become an annual excursion that cannot be duplicated anywhere except by Chad. To us, the free-spirited weekend pleasure that is unequaled in the arms of Chad. The splendor of Miami Beach can be likened to a magnificent sunset overlooking the horizon of the calm ocean water and the white sandy beaches, perhaps a glass of white wine, an isolated spot on the beach, and that someone special, Chad Kennemy, by my side. And this is what Miami Beach brings to mind. Signed, Bruce. No.
No, Bruce did not mention. Carrie Batcher from Dollar DeZormo, the winner. Here is what
with
she...
a little bit of poetic license.
Yeah, we took it. She did not mention all those references. We kind of... inserted them in the,
well, the
correct spot.
The greatest masseur in the Montreal has ever seen is sitting behind our console massaging the board.
So, Carrie Batcher from Dollard is the winner. She gets to go with a guest, 2 round-trip airline tickets to Greater Miami and the beaches, courtesy of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. 4-day, 3-night weekend stay at the South Seas Hotel, courtesy of the South Seas. Can be taken any time up until April 30th of 99. And passes for 2 to the Greater Miami and the beaches popular attractions, such places as Parrot Jungle Gardens, the Miami Seaquarium. We loved our visit to Monkey Jungle. That's a highlight.
I love Monkey Jungle.
It's one of those places that's unique to Florida, and you can learn a lot. So Carrie Batcher from Dollard, congratulations, and sort of a Christmas giveaway, romance in South Florida.
And to our other entrants, though, we want to thank you for sending in your entries, please. It was great. Those of you, of course, who did not mention cruises and who stuck with the subject matter.
Yeah, some people had to stick with the subject matter. Some people wrote like term papers, 17 pages. I said 1 page. please read the instructions. Listen to the instructions.
Some of them actually said some pretty hot stories about Chad that, anyway, he enjoyed. In the meantime, those of you who entered the contest, we wish to thank you for participating, and we will be sending you a Pizza Donini coupon for free pizza.
You can enjoy pizza at Pizza Donini.
So we do reward our listeners here at Travel World. You know, listen to us.
Get the prizes and listen for other great trips and giveaways coming up throughout the new year.
Definitely. And we're looking forward to some other stuff. This particular holiday, I'm going to see the family in Hamilton, which is going to be great. I'm leaving with Lori and Amy, so we're headed out there. They're right now at the Christmas party at their company. I'm going to be joining them shortly, so I'll be leaving you off to the 11:30 break.
And I'll be heading off to Toronto the 26th, 3-4 days. Visit family in the Toronto area. So I think Christmas time is more the... time for families, time to visit relatives. I just can't see the interest in heading off just to lie on a beach at Christmas time. That isn't the Christmas.
Well, I don't know, Steve. Lie on a beach? You and I both stood on Cocoa Beach saying we're the king of France.
Yes.
Yeah, that's lying on the beach.
But the week after, the week before.
That was the worst joke I've ever heard. Ever.
This is about the 100th time I said it on the show, too.
I've heard some bad jokes on the show, let me tell you.
Chad, what do you plan to do for Christmas time?
Well, I don't know. It depends what I want to do or what I will be doing.
I think it begins with M, ends with E. Massage.
Well, I was going to give another word starting with it. Where is my mind going all the time? Yeah. It's always running.
We always gravitate towards the wrong stuff now, don't we?
Oh, yes. All the time. We're just having a fun day.
Got to work up an appetite, though, sitting behind the console all this time, eh, Chad?
Damn straight. And you know what? I was thinking, just for a change, let's get some Pizza Danini pizza.
Sounds good. It's real great pizza and a whole lot more. Piping hot oven fresh at your door. 30 minutes or less, call 383-6000. Pizza Danini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember, 383-6000. Real great pizza. Whole lot more Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company.
Chad, roll the break.
Bravo.
Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
Come on, there's a party tonight.
Real and crucial people. Original King of Lover talking on the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When me sing,
I want to have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach.
You guys are bad.
I want to have sex on the beach.
AM600 Montreal.
Tasso Patchikak is broadcasting live at the brand new Les Galeries des Sources. You're saying it's not new, it's been there for a while. Well, the stores that are in it are new. We've got a great selection of warehouse-style stores. We're going to save you big-time money. Warehouse means big. It means volume, and volume, of course, means discounts and savings. Dollarama is here with great deals for you for $1. We want to help you out with your shopping. Canadian Tire is here. Hallmark is here. Radio Shack, Business Way for computers, Bouclair, Bureau en Gros, and so on. On and so on. If you don't like shopping because, well, I just don't know what to buy, solve that problem, get it all wrapped up at Les Galeries des Sources, Sources at the Trans-Canada.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
You can't miss it. The Christmas Shop in Hudson is just a reindeer's leap from Main Road. And you mustn't miss it because the Christmas Shop has absolutely everything Christmassy you need. Decorations, ornaments, trees, collectibles, gift ideas. You'll find the Christmas Shop at 83 Cameron in the heart of Hudson Village.
From Bruy Martineau, and a Merry Christmas to you on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. Happy holidays. We're having the best time here. A little bit of snow making us feel just great. As a matter of fact, I'm Lita Polson. Now, I want to say that you can wake up refreshed thanks to Bruy Martineau on Christmas morning by purchasing a Somex mattress. You can get a $50, $100, $150 Les Ailes de la Mode gift certificate absolutely free. Now, it's yours with the purchase of a Somex mattress, like the double size, the Supra model. It's now only $249, and hurry up, this offer is only on until Sunday. You buy now, you pay November 1999. Les Ailes de la Mode gift certificate, especially for you from Bruy Martineau for the holidays, where quality always meets low prices. Drop by for details. Now, we can even help the most experienced shopper find all the right gifts. We offer a great selection, like the Mondo Divano sofa armchair model set. It's regularly priced at $839. We have it for $699. Drop by for dishwashers, for home appliances, electronics, too, at Bruy Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Skiing and snowboarding are great, even more so when you know what's in store for you. For the latest weather and ski conditions, listen daily for AM 600's Winter Sport Report, brought to you by Combi Sports. For warmth, comfort, and style, choose Combi. They've got you covered.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Radio. We're back. Segment number three, Travel World, with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the one and only the hands of Chad behind the console. Chad, it's really great seeing you in our little beer-dyed shirt. I mean, when we bought that thing for you, we knew it said Chad all over it. I mean, take a look. It's dyed in beer. I mean, what it says Chad better than a brewery, North Shore Brewing Company. And turn around. Let us take a look at the back of that. I mean, look at that. Scantily clad young ladies. And sun
and surf. That was one of the best trips we've ever taken, Hawaii.
Took us a long time getting here, didn't it?
Oh, it took a long time for us to achieve what we wanted to do, go on a trip to Hawaii with Cynthia Fodor, and we did it. That was a highlight, 1998.
With Cynthia Fodor.
Yes, 1998, and of course, Chad won the... Cara Foods.
Well, we had Cara Foods, but there was Cara Hamilton as well.
Yes, we had Cara Foods during 1998.
And another nebulous connection, we have Hamilton, Ontario.
Yes, and Cara Foods is in Hamilton.
There you go.
Many locations. Harvey's and Chalet, so you can sample them both.
Oh, my goodness. Your mind
we can always
in
try to.
Waste
oh, yes. We can always try to put two things together that have the, you know, the very, very least connection. Now, we had Scott Johnson on the show here in early September as he was passing through town from Penticton, and then we went right to an Air Montreal break, and, you know, the connection. Scott Johnson's mother helped bake the wedding cake for the sister of the chairman of Air Montreal's holding company 30-something years ago. So there's a connection that, you know, you just... have to try to find something.
Leave it to Stephen. You're the only one who would think of something like that.
My mind just works in very strange ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. You know, you've heard this movie, the theory of the 6 degrees of separation. You know, how the theory, of course, is that I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, blah, 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 six times out that knows you.
Everyone seems to know each other. We talk to people like we're, you know, members of TMAC, the Travel Media Association of Canada. They're coming to have the whole convention, all the TMAC members in Montreal, end of January, beginning of February. So Montreal will be abuzz with the best and brightest in the travel, broadcasting, and writing field. And they're just going, you know, they say, oh, I know this person, I know that person, and they all seem to know each other. So, yeah. You know him, and he knows her. So
yeah, definitely.
That's always the way it is. I talked to people, and we were talking to Cynthia, and she said, you know Iga Gash, the public relations director for Hilton Hotels. I know her. You mentioned, you know, Vic Phillips. He said, oh, I know this guy. I know that guy. I think we all know each other, directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly, one way or the other. These people, they all suggest different destinations for us to try out. We get all kinds of suggestions from our listeners. You know, one of the most fun shows that I remember this year that we've done was the show where we had one of our listeners come in and do a little spiel about the travel aboard, not cruise ship, but cargo ships.
Right, on freighters.
You can actually
do that. That was in March. And people didn't necessarily realize. They all think, big mega liners have to take a, you know, big cruise ship, but you can sail around the seven seas on board freighters. So that was an interesting topic. We did lots of remote broadcasts during the year. We were in Milwaukee, Charlotte, North Carolina. We would Magdalen Islands and Hampton Beach, the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines, Richmond, Virginia, and, of course, Hawaii. And we were in the Pocono Mountains. And,
of course, I call it Richmond, B.C., just to get your goat.
Oh, I thought, here's somebody who didn't read his press kit, you know. Read your press kit, you know. I said, and, of course, the woman of the convention bureau, her eyes like, no, what is he doing? He got the destination wrong. We have just taken these people all the way to Richmond, Virginia. and he doesn't know where he is.
Malcolm, I like the way it makes your eyes pop out and your nose turn purple and your face turn red.
Well, yes, I was turning red like, oh boy, what's going on here, you know? Yes, and the fun of getting on the air with Ray back in Hawaii, we figured, what's going on?
Oh, Ray was fun. Oh, man, Doug, what a guy. When he comes to Montreal, we got to put Ray on the show.
Oh, Ray will be here.
Ray was the radio engineer in Hawaii that we met, and he's the one who actually saved our bacon, because when we got to Hawaii, we found out that they didn't have the equipment that we needed to do the remote broadcast. And we said, well, what are we going to do? Well, you know, phones like we usually do, but we wanted to, you know, make it special, because Hawaii was, you know, a special trip for us. So the lady, Kimberly Svetton from the Hilton Hawaiian Village, said, listen, I know a guy, it's a long shot. Calls up this guy who's one of the greatest guys. I know him and Chad are going to get along like this. I mean, their minds think alike, which is kind of dangerous.
I didn't think there's two people like me in the world.
No, there's only one Chad. I mean, I don't know how good a masseur this guy is, and I don't ever want to find out. But one thing that the guy has done is he's chief engineer for many radio stations out there. He has about six that he keeps on the air. Hawaii is a very special place where things are a lot more relaxed out in the islands.
Well, you just take it one day at a time. All sunny and a whole laid-back South Pacific atmosphere.
So the guy said, listen, I'll tell you what, I'll just help you out. I'm going to take their REM station, play a tape for the next 2 hours, and what we'll do is we'll take the equipment out of the studio and we'll set you up at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. So all in all, it really worked out.
It worked fine, and you listen to that show, and nobody knows all the running around behind the scenes that was going on. Look at all the great people we met this year. I mean, Ray was one of them. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Fodor was another, but then we also had Len Vignola, the Black Locust Inn, heading down to Waterbury, Vermont. That was a trip to behold. That was a lot of fun.
If anything, you want to go and have a great trip, and you want to go, it's next door, go down to Waterbury and see Len Vignola. I think that was one of the highlights of the year. I mean, yes, Hawaii, and I know Vermont was next door, and we had 33 people who told us they'd rather brush their ferret than go down to Vermont. But I know that those who missed out on that Vermont trip really missed a lot. Not only do I like encouraging small business, and of course Len being one of the greatest small business owners, beautiful romantic story of a man, you know, hanging it up after retirement and starting up his own little inn, but he did such a great job in the community over there, and that's the kind of stuff we really enjoy.
Meeting people like that and learning of success stories and helping those people get the word out and introducing them to Montrealers, you know, looking for a unique travel experience.
Over the years as we've met people, I say one of the highlights of 1998 was also getting together with and doing a lot of travel correspondence with our great friend Mike Cohen from the Suburban, who joins us now on the line.
He joins us on the line. You're just back from Fredericton. At least you missed there a big winter storm.
Mike? Oh, we've got to wait for Chad to come back.
Mike is...
Mike's on the line.
He's on the line, but has to be patched through.
If Mike's on the line and Chad's in the can, Mike can't get online. So.
Right. maybe it's opposite. Maybe it's opposite. I don't know.
Here we go. Now Chad's back. Sorry, Chad.
Yes.
But it was great. We met...
So many people we met. Yes. Sandra Phillips came aboard as a correspondent
this year.
That was great.
I mean, when I first thought of Sandra, I mean, I grew up reading her books on smart shopping and helped us find bargains throughout the city of Montreal. And I figured, well, you know, she's going to be your typical media type. Ho-ho, I'm God's greatest gift and whatnot. No, she was the most sweet, personable person we'd ever met. Is Mike on the line with us, Chad? Hey, Mike. You there? Hello, Mike. Hey, it's Natasha. Come in.
For our Christmas
Speaking
show.
Speaking of people that we've
people
met.
People we met during the year.
Come on in. Grab a mic.
Yeah, grab a mic, and we'd like to talk to Mike. Grab two mics. Two mics for the price of one.
So, well, you got to move a little closer to the mic. You know better than that, radio man and everything. We like to say that. Natasha, welcome back to Travel World. It's good to see you again after all this time.
Oh, it's good to see you guys, too.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm glad you could join us on our Christmas Memories show. So we were talking about some of the favorite trips that we've had. We're waiting for Mike Cohen to join us on the line, Mike. And I don't know if Chad's going to... What's happening with Mike, Chad? Mike's there? Well, he's not saying anything. Mike?
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
good.
I've been talking to myself for 5 minutes, guys.
Well, I do that all day long, but people have starting to drop a net on me sometime soon.
Yeah, well, anyhow, it's a pleasure to be with you guys, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there in Travel World Land.
Yeah, Travel World. So tell us a bit more. About
you were in Fredericton, and as we mentioned, you just you got back well before they had the first winter storm. They're just digging themselves out from that storm. But what is there to see and do in Fredericton?
Well, not very much.
next topic.
Next topic. climb the control tower.
I think that the two highlights of my trip were going to Zeller's to buy my daughter a present. And going to see the Fredericton Canadians play at the Aiken University Center. That was probably actually one of the most interesting parts of the trip to the Fredericton Canadians or the Montreal Canadiens farm team.
Yes.
And it was quite interesting to see them play. Not very many fans there, and I will have an article in the Suburban, it could be this week or next week, detailing what it's like to see a minor league hockey game with the Canadiens parent team where they count feet for attendance.
Well, I mean, we see minor league hockey here every week here.
That's true. Actually, yeah, you're yes. A very good point. Minor league hockey at Molson Center has never been better.
Minor league baseball, too.
Minor league baseball.
Although we're trying to improve football. That. Yeah. Well, the football was great this year.
Football was fantastic. Oh. And probably brought in a lot of, going to bring in a lot of tourists in the years to come.
I actually would like to see a little bit more coverage of the Montreal Impact, because I hear that they're doing well, too. And
yeah, well, the problem with the Montreal Impact is that they play in a specific section of the city, which is not far, really, when you think of it from the West Island or the West End, but it just seems far. And,
it seems far, and it's not easily accessible.
I think that they would do a better job if they would move the team around a little bit, maybe have them play a game at McGill and have them play at a few different venues so that other parts of the city, people from other parts of the city, can come see them play. But one of the things I just wanted to talk to you guys about is some of the travel tips that I like to give on the show occasionally. And, of course, you guys...
Number one was stay away from Fredericton?
not really from Fredericton. I think I will save my full Fredericton report for another show.
Well, this was the full Fredericton report.
Yeah,
trip to Zeller's.
Exactly. Yeah, Zeller's is nice Zeller's with lots of crowds at the Fredericton Mall. And they do have a Pizza Hut there as well.
They're coming up in the world. They didn't have that when I was there.
That's like Yves Rochon's report on Toronto. They do have the Burger King.
All kidding aside, it's a nice little town, and bumped into Andy Scott, the former Solicitor General, who
did he tell you that Huey was going down?
Yeah, he was. he's a former Solicitor General, but nice gentleman. He'll be back in the cabin one day. But I thought I'd share with you or exchange views with you on just some tips that those people who are maybe heading to the airport this week. This will be the busiest week at Dorval Airport probably of the year, with people heading to Florida. As you know, one of the things that I always recommend is getting to the airport at least 90 minutes before a flight, especially now. And I don't know if you guys, Stephen, if you think people should arrive even earlier than that.
If you're going to a U.S. destination, 2 hours might be more like a domestic. 60 to 90 minutes will do you. But to go to the States and the going through customs and immigration, 2 hours would be the preferred amount of time.
It can get very tedious, and people don't realize it, and they start getting frustrated, and they start yelling at the people who are checking their baggage, screaming and yelling that I'm going to miss my flight, when it's really their fault.
Yep.
So you're better off to get there early, get checked in, go to the magazine shop, and start your vacation right away. Get a Journal de Montréal and maybe with some of those tabloid newspapers, and sit back, relax, and make sure you're on time for your flight.
And also, some people stand in that line. They have no luggage to check, but they can go straight to the departure gate for domestic departures on
exactly.
Air Canada and Canadian. Just go through security, go directly to the gate, and they can get their boarding passes issued there. Mike, stay on the line with us. We have to take a short break, and we'll be back to finish the show with Travel Tips, the Holiday Season with Mike Cohen.
Just before we run the break, I just want to run a quick promo for our good friend Mitch Michaels on the comedy show here.
Yes, who made this week's column, Mike Cohen's column this week. Yes.
He's got George Bowser on his show today. George Bowser, one of my little comedic heroes in Montreal, and they're going to be playing a whole festival of George Bowser's own personal favorites of all his work. So
this Saturday,
Mitch,
at 4.
I wish you a good show. Chad, let's roll that break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some laser blade.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Tassel Patchikak is broadcasting live from Les Galeries des Sources, the new and improved Galeries des Sources, Sources of the Trans-Canada, featuring warehouse-style stores. Chaussure Urbino is one of them, a great selection of shoes, dress, casual, whatever you like for the entire family. Pennington Superstore is here for the ladies. Pegabo, if you like, as well. Winners for all kinds of clothing. Bella Rosa, the warehouse lingerie store. Saving you big time. That's the whole deal. Making your shopping that much easier this holiday season at Les Galeries des Sources. Sources of the Trans-Canada, getting you all wrapped up for Christmas.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory setter with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusborgsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Sator Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
I wish I could see the look on your face, hoping Santa knows the way to our place.
From now until Christmas, when you make any fragrance or cosmetic purchase of $40 or more at Sears, you'll receive a coupon for $5 off any cosmetic or fragrance purchase during January 99. Offer available while quantities last.
Like never before, a Christmas wish store. Come with me and see.
Come see the merry side of Sears.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Tassel Patchikak is for Tutti Frutti this holiday season. Hey, they'd like to wish you a happy holiday and say if you're out there shopping, drop by for breakfast or lunch. You'll never be disappointed. There's always plentiful dishes, delicious and fresh during the holiday season. Bring the kids along. You'll love the price. You'll love the service. You'll love the food. Tutti Frutti with a whole bunch of locations to serve you. They're on Delorontide in Laval, Rue Labelle in Saint-Jerome, Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard, St. Catherine West in Westmount, and of course, Les Galeries des Sources, Dollard des Armeaux. Happy holidays from Tutti Frutti.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Working for the weekend. We're back on Travel World. Welcome back to Stephen Pickford in the hands of Chad. Just reading a bit more excerpts from that letter, you know.
And the
as
ones that couldn't get
on
the air.
Beach and Chad stroked his hand delicately down my tender flesh.
Okay, now who wrote this to you?
She really likes you, Chad. I mean, I can't read some of these parts on
is
the
list. Is this real? Did you make this up?
No. We never make anything
Do
up.
I have a reputation?
Yes.
Chad's starting to believe it.
Oh yeah, so it's Christmas season and heading to the airport. Mike Cohen from the Suburban is with us. Some of his tips for holiday travel. you were saying before we went to the break, make sure to get to the airport nice and early so you can be prepared to wait. What are some other...
as I mentioned in my Senior Times travel column as well, when you get to the airport, if you're renting a car, for those people who are going to Florida next week or the week after, and if you haven't rented your car already, forget about it. It's unlikely you're going to get one, and if you do, you're going to pay through the nose. People should be renting cars far in advance. As I mentioned, the company I've always gone with is Alamo. It's a very easy phone number to remember, 1-800-GO-ALAMO, and they have a website. You really should rent your car in advance. And the key thing when you go to the airport at Christmas time, when there's lots of people in your car, have a family member wait at the airport and get the luggage off the carousel, and then go to the have someone, you know, one of the porters take the luggage and move towards the door where the car rental cars are being picked up, basically, and the buses. And by the time they've got the luggage, you may have your car, or at least you'll be closer to getting the car. You'll drive the car up to the airport and load the luggage in, because it's a real pain to have to go with the whole family, get on one of those minibuses, put 20 packages of luggage on there, drive to the company, get it all off, and then stand in a huge line. So it's a lot easier if only one person has to go through that.
Right, one person in the line, because all too often you'll see four, five, six people. The line looks 10 times longer than it really is, but everyone feels they have to be all in that line, and they're blocking the way with the luggage and crowding the counter.
I am happy this year that I am, for the second year in a row, I am not going to Florida at Christmas. I had gone, it was a tradition for me.
You told us about that one on an earlier show.
That's right. Last year
when you took your baby.
And it was a real pleasure, and if I'm lucky, I will hopefully go sometime in the spring this year. But going to Florida at Christmas time is, you know, you go out of necessity. People go because they have time off work or their children don't have school, but it's a terrible time to go. It's total congestion. You line up for a restaurant, you line up at the grocery store. You, of course, the airport story we've talked about, rent-a-cars. You know, unless you're going to go there and just sit by your pool for 2 weeks. Or if you go out of necessity, that's the only reason to go at Christmas time.
Well, right. That's why we're going in January during Ice Storm 99.
Right, go a different time of the year. Everyone seems to think they have to go on, let's say, the 19th of December, come back the 2nd or 3rd of January. They'll say, we can't go on the 18th. The 18th is, you know, maybe half the price, but I can't take my child out of grade one. You know, he may not learn the letter E or something.
That's right.
We can't be flexible by 1 or 2 days. And some of the prices that the airlines want to charge you, $8,000, $9,000, $1,000 plus, on the scheduled airlines to go on those days, and if you haven't booked that space by July or August, there won't be anything. Even the charter companies are like $5.99.
It starts dropping. Even if someone wanted to go right now on January 2nd, they would start. They would.
I had somebody who went this week and was going, I think it was on $350, $360 plus tax to go January 1st for 2 weeks with Delta. So I mean, you know, the prices go down a great deal just starting on the 1st, 2nd of January.
That's it. So we'll sit back here, and hopefully Mother Nature won't give us too much snow, and we'll be laughing all the way to Christmas and New Year's.
Right, because even the
even
domestic travel, as I mentioned, I head up to Toronto to visit my aunt, and even a flight to Toronto, I mean, all 140 people will be crammed into that plane.
Dash.
I wish there was a dash, because every year, this is a big story always with Air Ontario to the island, they always say, oh yes, you're confirmed the 26th of December, but they always argue with them to get the voucher for the limousine or the bus to get back downtown. Only when I pointed out to them that, excuse me, that you have a contract to take me to Toronto City Centre, not to Mississauga, that somebody said, oh, okay, we'll give you the bus voucher to go downtown. But, you know, even a trip that you think, oh, no problem's going to be on a trip so close to home, there will be problems. It's Christmas season. It's winter season. There will be problems.
It's really, you know, a wonderful time to stay in Montreal during the Christmas holiday season. If you are working at that time, things are pretty sedate at the office, and I always like the idea of taking a holiday when everyone else is working, when it's regular time.
Right, and because right now it's, you know, so quiet. I mean, at the office for me, very few phone calls. A lot of our corporate accounts, they're heading off for a week or 2 weeks. They're closing down their entire operation. So this is the time to stay here and, you know, maybe stroll along St. Catherine Street, take in the window displays, the decorations, the lights, the people watching right here at home. And then, as you correctly mentioned, avoid the busy times at work by taking a break and avoiding the center of the winter storm.
That's it. Well, gentlemen, I wish you all the best in the new year, and I look forward to lots of fun on Travel World in the 1999.
Well, there will be lots of fun, and all the best this holiday season to you, Mike, and to your family.
Thanks for joining us on Travel World today.
Okay, take care, you guys.
Super.
Bye-bye.
So, Steve, we reached the end of 1998 on Travel World, and we have our good friend Natasha in studio. Natasha, what are your plans this Christmas?
Honestly, not much, unfortunately. I was hoping to be able to go away, but, you know, I just moved, so...
Oh, yeah, where you
to
moved
take
to?
Care of my apartment.
Oh, yes.
Here, actually, in Verdun.
Oh, how about that? To be closer to CIQC. That's
you
a
could go
that story.
What I wanted.
Skating in the rink of the Metro Media Broadcasting Center, yes.
Maybe you should go to Miami with a romantic trip with Chad. Wouldn't you like that, Chad?
No objections.
Oh, how about that?
You get me in trouble already.
Well, that's what we're good at, Chad.
Well, lots of romance in Miami and South Beach, and it's the... hot and happening part of Florida.
Chad has also risen to superstardom this year on Travel World.
Yes, winner of the Montreal Mirror's Best Massage. That came out at the end of April, beginning of May. So a momentous year.
The episodes of The Hands of Chad. We also had the great Eden Latrondo joining us this year, who helped us write all these scripts, and all we need is people to help us voice them all.
Whenever you ask people to do something, like share their Christmas memories or to take a trip to Vermont, you kind of have to search, and you might get them. But then say, trip to Hawaii, then the lines are blazing,
to paraphrase another
Montreal
broadcaster.
Well,
you got to join us in Vermont before you can get a trip to
Hawaii.
Yes,
there's always a... you know, an introductory phase. See how well you get along.
Ferrets to take care of.
Oh, ferrets, yes. And you don't have to work, have to take an exam, but you're not in school. You're a dropout. Well, I had an exam today. It was in the book of excuses.
Always the reason. Well, people aren't honest. If they're honest, fine. You know, listen, it's not. I'm not into that, man. Call me when you got a trip to Mars or something like that.
Right,
you know,
right? Instead of saying, you know, I'll go with you, you know, but it has to be someplace interesting. Well, every place is interesting.
Well,
and
actually, Vermont, the two Vermont trips we took were some of the most interesting ones we had.
And very hospitable people. You never turn down a trip. Travel is an enriching experience, and travel, whether it be close to home or to the furthest end of the world, you can always learn something, and we'll be learning a lot more throughout 1999 on Travel World. We'll be back beginning on the 9th of January. Mm-hmm. Melanie Reffes is visiting Quebec City for weekend getaways close to home, and Jerry Wagshall from CTV's W5 back from the Bahamas and Sandals Royal Bahamian. He'll be it's a new property that recently opened. It's the refurbishment of the old Meridian Hotel there, and he's back with his report from the ice of Quebec City to the sun and sand of the Bahamas. Compare and contrast when we come back for Travel World in 99, January 9th.
I'm Willem Backus.
Natasha Kirkham.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
And Drop Chad the Engineer.
Yes.
Join us again for 1999. Thank you for joining us this year.
Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver. Des roses bleues, des roses d'or. Dans le silence de l'hiver.
This is AM 600 in Montreal, information radio that's interactive. Our website is www.ciqc.com. You're listening to AM 600 in Montreal, Canada's first radio station.
At 12 noon, minus 2 degrees in Montreal, I'm Hudson Foga with AM 600 News. Baghdad is a war zone for the fourth night in a row. Those who thought the United States and British military would spare the feelings of the Muslim world were wrong. As the sun set on the first day of the Islamic holy month of fasting, the attack resumed, and Syrians have taken to the streets to denounce the action.
Witnesses telephoned from the Syrian capital, Damascus, that a crowd of several thousand Syrians demonstrating in sympathy with Iraq threw stones and eggs at the American embassy there. No one was seriously injured, but some attackers succeeded in scaling the embassy's outer fences and walls and smashing windows. Some rioters got onto the roof, pulled down the American flag, and burned it before U.S. Marine guards repelled the attackers with tear gas grenades. Syrian security forces then appeared to disperse the crowd. U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker had no early comment. President Assad's Syrian government is angrily condemned the raids on Iraq. John Cooley, ABC News.
President Clinton today issued a statement to the Arab world, sounding tired and ragged. He tried to assure them that the attacks were against the government of Saddam Hussein, not the people themselves. In the U.S. House of Representatives, Debate has ended on the four articles of impeachment against Clinton. The Democrats are now trying to force a vote on censure, a lesser form of punishment. It's not likely to work. The House was shocked this morning when Speaker-elect Bob Livingston said he would not take the job and would indeed resign his seat. Earlier this week, it had been revealed that he'd had several extramarital affairs.